Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He said, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Again, that's no lack now, is it? That is no lack. Table fully spread and prepared. Abundance. Not empty cup. Not half full cup. Not fill up to the brim. Overflowing. My cup runs over. That's the God of abundance. I thought about the question one time studying this passage. I thought, doesn't God know when the cup is full? Wouldn't He know when you put the very last drop that you could put in it, that it would hold? Well, then why does He run it over? Why does He run it over? I mean, that's a spill. Isn't it? You run it over, cup overflows, that means it's on the table now. Now it's off in the floor. Maybe running out the door. Somebody said, that's wasteful. No, that's God. That's God. Why does He do that? He wants to remind you. I'm a God of abundance. I'm a God of excess. I'm a God of too much. Right? That's why you do not lack. You do not want for any good thing, because your good shepherd's the God of abundance. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Can you see this all flows together? See, my cup runs over. Prefaces goodness and mercy following me all the days of my life. What does that mean? You come through like a blessing ship. Like a blessing boat. What do you leave in your wake?
Blessing.
Huh? Blessing. Goodness.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Mercy. So my God's doing it. Yeah, but He's doing it through you.
Yes, sir.
And how, what kind of goodness? Because your cup is overflowing. You have abundance. You have surplus to bless when you come through.
Yes.
Oh, come on. Can you see this? Excess. Surplus. Your cup runs over. And so because of that, you can leave goodness and mercy in your wake. Everywhere you go, you can leave people, you know, praising the Lord. And why? Because the Lord is my shepherd. Now go with me to Ezekiel 34 and let's see more clearly what this has to do with healing. Because what we said to you is we are sure it's God's will for all of us to be healed today, because He is our good shepherd. We're going to Ezekiel 34. Now, I can see healing all through that 23rd Psalm myself. Can you? If I don't want, then I don't want. The Lord is my shepherd. I do not want. I don't want for forgiveness. I don't want for righteousness. I don't want for fellowship with Him. I don't want for being cleansed, being made holy, being made right in His sight. I don't want peace for my mind. I don't lack strength for my soul. The Lord's my shepherd. I don't lack healing. I don't lack health.
Amen.
I don't lack strength.
Amen.
I don't lack days of life to finish my course.
Amen.
And do what I'm put here to do.
Amen.
I don't lack money.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
I don't lack money. I don't lack stuff.
Amen.
I don't lack help.
Amen.
I just don't lack.
Right.
Lack want for nothing.
Amen.
Do not lack.
Amen.
Because He is good. He's good. Now what we're going to begin to see as we get into Ezekiel 34 here We'll keep coming back to this. The condition of the sheep is a reflection on the shepherd. Isn't it? Say that out loud. The condition of the sheep is a reflection on the shepherd. It speaks to the quality of the shepherd. Doesn't it? Does God have a double standard? Does he hold us to a standard that he himself does not adhere to? Because he's above it. Some people try to say so. But how could that be just? How could it be? If I say, now y'all tithe, but I'm not. Because I'm the preacher. Huh? No, the Bible tells us as good, well, go to 1 Peter. Hold your place in Ezekiel. 1 Peter 5, last chapter of 1 Peter. He said, the elders, verse 1, that are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, who also, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Verse 2, what do you say to the elders? Feed the flock of God. Well, is he talking about sheep or people? He's using this symbolism because there are similarities. But he's talking about people. Are you part of a flock?
Yes.
We all are. And there is the great shepherd, and he has appointed under shepherds. Hasn't he? And what's the under shepherds supposed to do? Feed the flock. With what? Peanut butter and jelly? Hot dogs and hamburgers? What? Feed the flock of God with the word. He said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You're supposed to come get fed when you come to church. Now, some things you like to eat better than others, don't you? In the natural. And if we have a time in the service where nobody's shouting, that don't mean the food's bad necessarily. Because you don't need ice cream and potato chips all the time. You know, vegetables. I see people turning up their nose already. But there's some things you need. You need some minerals. You need some vitamins. You know, I started saying years ago, if it's good for me, I like it. And boy, there was some stuff I didn't like. But I started eating it by faith. I thought, well, if it's good for me, I like it. You know, if you say I can't stand that and I can't eat that for 30 years, what's going to happen? You are not going to be able to stand it, right? But if it's something you ought to have, go ahead and put your words on it. Oh, everybody's overjoyed about that, aren't they? I'm telling you how to make it easier on yourself. Somebody said, well, I got by so far without it. Yeah, but you ain't done. You could have a long ways to go, and you just want to do what the Lord directs you to do and be happy about it. Use your words to help yourself. He said, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being what? In samples, or modern translations say, examples of the flock. We're supposed to lead how? Not just by teaching and precept, but by example. And nobody wants to follow somebody that doesn't practice what they preach. Or doesn't live what they preach. And I don't know about you, but it's a full-time job with me just living everything I've preached. Because I may be especially anointed to teach and preach it, but I'm not any more anointed to live it than anybody else. And if you're preaching something and don't live it, you're a hypocrite. You too. There's no two sets of rules. Everybody wants there to be another set of rules for the preachers than for the rest of the believers, but it's not. It's not. We're supposed to lead by example. He said, not just being lords over God's heritage, but examples to the flock. Paul talked about that. Follow me as I follow the Lord. Well, what about the Lord? What's he doing? Is he saying, do this, but doing something else? Is the Father God saying, do this, but he's not doing it? Is he saying, you're supposed to take care of your own? If you don't provide for your own, you've denied the faith and are worse than an infidel, and he doesn't provide for his own?
Come on.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Does he have a double standard? I assure you, God is the definition of just,
yes,
and fair,
yes,
and perfect,
yes,
and right.
Yes.
And he never told you to do anything he hasn't already done.
Yes.
And is doing,
yes,
to perfection.
Yes.
He's our example.
Yes.
Jesus did it, following the Father's example, and we're to follow his example.
Amen.
Well, notice this, with that in mind, notice in Ezekiel 34 now, because he really reproves and corrects some shepherds in this chapter. I mean, he's getting on them, and they need to be got on, the stuff they were doing. But who is the great shepherd? The Lord is. You know, God the Father himself is called a shepherd as well. In Genesis, don't turn there. You're going to Ezekiel 34. But in Genesis 49, 24, this is the NIV, the King James is similar. He said, the mighty one of Jacob, the shepherd, the rock of Israel. The mighty one of Jacob, who is that? That's God the Almighty. That's the Father. He's also called the shepherd and the rock of Israel. Is he the rock?
Yes.
Is he your rock?
Yes.
Is he also your father?
Yes.
Is he also your shepherd?
Yes.
Is he a good one?
Yes.
Well, what do good shepherds do? They take care of the flock. In every way.
Yes.
Every way.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Good Shepherd, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2020. That's R20020. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God.